Welcome to the Children's Ministry Podcast from Carl Bastian, the creator of Kidology.org, your first stop for all things children's ministry. Don't forget to enjoy past episodes, as these timeless training podcasts are always available to equip and encourage you in your ministry to children. In this installment, inspired by the Nines Web Conference, Carl and his always electrifying sidekick, Gus, bring the message they would share if they had only 9 minutes to communicate what is most important in ministry leadership. So sit back, make sure there's nothing high voltage near you, then relax and enjoy.
Hey, what's this? Don't touch that. I told you not to touch that. What is it? It's from our sponsor, but we'll get to that at the end of the podcast. Right now, in honor of the Nines online web conference, which just took place on 09/09/2009, Children's Ministry Podcast.com, .com. I'm slipping in subliminal marketing, whatever. We're offering our own 9-minute podcast. What is this 9 thing? A 9-minute conference that cost $9? No. It was totally free and broadcast online. They invited a variety of church leaders to speak for 9 minutes on a topic of ministry passion. So I thought we'd do the same thing. Ah! But don't you think it should be 18 minutes since there's two of us? No, only 9. What, you don't think people could handle 18 minutes of us? No, it's only 9 minutes per speaker, and technically we are only one speaker. Huh? Oh, one collective consciousness? Something like that. But we're wasting our 9 minutes. So what are you supposed to do with these 9 minutes? Give your last will and testament? Not exactly. By the way, who are you leaving me to? A recycled felt program. What? The challenge was to consider what would you talk about to an audience of church leaders if you had only 9 minutes. In that short time, what would be the most important thing that you could say? Perhaps you could speak to the power and influence of puppets and why you chose me to be the co-host of your podcast. Perhaps. Or maybe the real reason that Anakin Skywalker turned to the dark side. Perhaps not. He never went to children's church. Actually, Gus, I'm blessed with a ministry where I get to travel and speak to both kids and adults on a wide variety of topics for a lot longer than 9 minutes. Yes, but a common thread through all of them is a phrase that I like to call relational ministry. Too often, ministry is discussed as though it is primarily a program or a strategy or a method of accomplishing a mission. But for Jesus, it started with people, it was about people, it involved people, and it revolved around relationships. But didn't Jesus have a ministry? Sure, there is one verse in the New Testament that refers to the ministry of Jesus. Luke 3:23. Very good. But he didn't organize a ministry as we think of it today. He just poured into people through relationships.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me Jesus never had a ministry logo designed?
No.
Or a website?
Nope.
Or 800 numbers or Twitter page? Or SEO strategy?
Guess not.
I wonder if he was 501c3 or tax exempt.
Probably not.
No board meetings? No email? No audits or quarterly filings?
Your point?
I wonder if he had more time for relationships.
I'll bet he did. You know, Gus, if you read the life of Jesus, it is a story of him walking and talking, meeting the needs of people, of doing life with people. It is a story of relationships, not of ministry building.
Pastor Carl, I'm just wondering something.
Yes, Gus?
Do you think it is possible to get so caught up in doing ministry that we don't have time to minister?
That's the whole point, Gus.
Wow. How sad if ministry became the biggest threat to ministry.
I think that it can be. I know in my own life, ministry has often been the biggest threat to my walk with God, my marriage, and at times, my own personal sanity. Anytime I got focused on doing instead of on being.
And here's another one.
Okay.
Do you think there could be people with no ministry who actually have a better ministry than people who have a ministry?
Can you say that again?
Okay. Do you think there could be people with no ministry who actually have a bigger ministry than people who have a big ministry, but who do less ministry than the people who have no ministry?
Gus, I know that is true. In fact, there are folks listening to this podcast who have no website, no Twitter account, no quote ministry, but they also don't have all the trappings that come with an organized ministry, and they aren't encumbered with all the responsibilities that come with it either. And, you know, they're more free as a result to notice, respond, and follow up on the needs that are around them. While they may not have a ministry name and logo and website, their life is filled with relationships, and they are ministering within the context of those relationships.
Wow. You know, it's ironic. They may look at people with big ministries with a little bit of godly envy when those very people consider them the lucky ones.
And we do.
Well, I think we've learned two important things today, Carl.
And what's that?
First of all, you use a puppet to co-host your podcast because you value relationships. And you know people would much rather listen to a conversation than listen to you just drone on and on alone.
Yeah, I suppose.
And had the Jedi not been so busy running the Republic, they would have had time for relationships to see that young Anakin was a very troubled youth, and they could have poured into him before it was too late. But instead, he became their own downfall. And,
okay, I think our 9 minutes is about up. And so, to conclude, let me leave it with just three challenges.
Okay, three things.
Number one, your relationship with God has to be number one. Here is a fact. You are not too busy for God. And here is a secret. If you put God first, He will create extra time for you.
Okay, number two.
Number two, ministry does not have relationships. Ministry is relationships. Figure out what that means and your ministry will come alive.
Okay, number three.
Number three, my final challenge, and hear me on this and just memorize this. My third challenge is,
okay, I'm ready. Write this down, people.
Never make time for your family.
Can you say that again?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Never make time for your family.
I hope your wife's not listening to your podcast.
What do you mean?
Never make time for your family?
Absolutely not. You know, Gus, people everywhere say put God first, put family second, put ministry third. And I know there are many ministers and many people in ministry who say that they make time for their family. And I used to be one of those people.
But not anymore.
No more making time for my family.
I think you need to expound and expand on that just a little bit.
Well, Gus, there was a time when I was one of those people who said that I make time for my family. And I meant that with all sincerity. But now when I hear those words, red flags go flying up. Because for me, and I will speak only for myself, but when I said those words, what it meant was that my life was ministry. From the moment I got up in the morning until I collapsed in bed exhausted at night, my life was ministry, and I lived to serve God. And that sounds so wonderful, but it took reaching a point of personal brokenness to finally see just how backwards, upside down, and inside out I had it. You see, I don't live to serve God, and I don't live to have a life of ministry. I live to walk with God and to love my family. But what I do now is make time for ministry.
Ah, so you don't make time for your family. Your life is your family, and you walk with God, and you make time for ministry.
That's right. See, now when I rise in the morning, I rise to walk with God and to love my family. And my prayer is that at the close of my day, I go to bed again having walked with God and having loved and served my family and somewhere in the middle having made time for ministry.
Whoa, I think this was the best 9 minutes of my life.
Really?
Yeah, maybe now you'll reconsider that felt recycling program.
Oh, don't worry. Actually, I think Sarah will just sell you in the Kidology garage sale.
What?
And now for a quick 90 seconds on our sponsor.
Oh, can I touch this again?
Sure, go ahead.
Ah!
I guess you didn't learn the first time.
Let me guess, our sponsor is High Voltage Kids Ministry Resources.
Good guess. That's right. And they are known for providing big budget children's ministry at small budget prices, helping you to take your kids' ministry to the next level.
And they seem to like the number 9, too.
Why is that?
Well, their curriculum packs are all $99.
That's right. And each combines cutting-edge video segments, high-tech PowerPoint graphics, puppet character skits, theme games, video countdowns, object lessons, illustrated messages, and take-home devotions.
All that in every single curriculum pack for only $99?
That's right. But guess what? Podcast listeners can get a sweet deal. If you just email info@highvoltage-kids.com and ask for a 50% off coupon on your first order, they'll send you one.
First-time customers only, right?
Yeah. It's just their way of making it easy to check them out. And you know, Gus, this curriculum was written by Brian Dollar, a children's pastor who is in the trenches of ministry week in and week out, just like our listeners. So you're getting a tried and tested curriculum that your kids are going to love.
And no worries, you won't really get electrocuted by the packaging.
No, that just seems to happen to Gus.
And you can check them out at highvoltage-kids.com.
Or you can order right on Kidology.org too.
So did we keep this under 9 minutes?
Yeah, it was pretty close. Well, until next time, I'll see you on
Kidology.org
or Children's Ministry Podcast.com.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can subscribe to these podcasts in iTunes, and your feedback there or on Kidology.org would be greatly appreciated. And of course, if you enjoy these podcasts, be sure to tell a friend. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Brian Dollar, again for sponsoring this podcast as a Kidology Champion donor, and hope you will check out his ministry at highvoltage-kids.com, where you can find awesome children's church resources at prices that truly won't shock you. Until next time, keep relationships at the center of everything you do, and never ever make time for your family.